Check them appropriately. Make sure that I'm loud.
Am I good?
Make sure that I'm loud. Oh, will you stand up and push to the bottom right quadrant of those blue buttons right there?
Acting like it was an emergency.
Bottom right quadrant of those blue buttons. Push two. Got to push two there.
All right.
Is this going to be like the beginning of the show?
I can try this.
Is this going to be? No, you can't. You're not going to hear yourself on it. Kyle has to push the blue quadrant. No. Behind you, fucko.
I can't hear you either.
Top right. Yeah, there's quadrant. Bottom. Yeah, push two, the blue two. There we go. Bang. How do you feel?
I got you now.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Look at that, a little remote access work.
A little peek behind the scenes.
You just talked a plane down from crashing.
Hey, let's make sure that the levels are good, all right? Because levels are all over the fucking place on this show. And,
it sounded great last week if you like me.
Can't have that. Can't have it.
No, we need to be more professional in the new year.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going to be in the new year. I mean, this is the new year. I don't know where the hell we're going to be. But we got to figure that out as well. But there's a lot of gremlins in this studio, so it's not always Ty Ty's fault. I know I get a lot of complaints as well. And everything looks beautiful, sounds beautiful in real time. You go back and listen, it's like, was Helen Keller running this thing?
I think next week, when we're recording this podcast on one microphone in the back of my Subaru Outback, it's going to sound perfect.
Is that where we're going to do it?
Who knows where we're going
to
do it?
All right, here's an idea. Right off the top, let's just get right to this. Since we might be out nomading this show for a little bit. How do you guys like this idea?
I like it a lot.
I already love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not even mention it. I love it.
All right. We're going to do it.
Okay, now I know. I got to know. What is it?
I've talked a lot about my massage place in the Valley. It's been too long since I've gone, seen my guy.
We're going tri-gay massage.
Gotten jostled.
Podcast.
My treat. Massage is on me. If you guys would like to come and get a group massage with me in the group day room.
Testicle jingling, jangling jostled. On you?
Yeah, on me.
Oh.
What do you think?
Can they just do us three and not a bunch of other people?
No, we can't rent out the room. We're not.
We're going to record a podcast during that?
No, we're going to record going in and then immediately after. Maybe like you'll sneakily like do something on your phone during.
I will absolutely do that.
But what do you say?
Sneakily.
So you're going to pay for me to get fondled by a man?
Yeah.
Well, seems... I thought you'd never ask.
You're like the pimp of the show.
I don't know if that's... I'm not. I'm losing money on this deal. You guys have to pick up the tip, though. Tip accordingly.
I get it.
No, I wasn't doing that. Tie, tie. Right.
I know you're not going to be. He will.
You know what the worst thing is if one of us gets an erection.
Yeah. That would suck. I swear to God, I thought I felt it, not to be George Costanza, but last time I was in there, it's the third time this guy has massaged me now. I get the same dude. I've been in there like 6-7 times. I've got him 3 times now. He jostled more than ever before. And I think that it started to move a little bit. Like, I couldn't help it. I was thinking, this is a dude. But it's involuntary. All right?
I know.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm carrying groceries out of Whole Foods and it touches my penis and I start to get an erection.
I've been questioning my marriage ever since.
You're in love with that man. You're in love with that masseuse.
Hey, maybe I could pay him triple and he'll do all of us at once. Feet on
tie-tie. Is he an octopus? He's working one of us with his foot.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to the program, everybody. I am Anderson. That is Michael to my left, and there's Ty Ty on the applause. Not too loud, Ty Ty. There we go. Welcome to the After Disaster. Perhaps our last show in our present home. I think that we will be doing one next week in here as well.
Uno más.
I believe so.
I'm not in huge favor of it, but I'll hang out and do midnight if you guys want to do that.
Oh, for tonight?
Yeah, I got to take her home.
No,
first,
so. Who's her? You're talking about all things that are very confusing to people listening at home.
He's talking about the royal her.
Tara is in the studio. She's in the other room trying to... I'm not going to say that. All right, so...
That was worse than if you just said something.
I was going to make some kind of fart joke because she's like... She's known as the girl that loves farts, but I don't want to perpetuate
that. We got an email this week about farts. She's trying to steal your dog.
I don't like that she's known as that.
No, she wasn't until she came on here and was a huge proponent of said flatulence.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on past that.
Shocking to me. Shocking news to me.
You guys got anything to talk about?
I got a couple things.
I got lots of good shit.
Bring it on.
What do you got? No, go.
I was you know, I'm kind of obsessed with that house in Beverly Hills called the Witch House.
Which one?
The one that's got like the squeaky, you know which one I'm talking about.
No,
the house
okay,
that's got the really steep steeple. It looks like
Winchester House.
No, it's in Beverly Hills.
Wait, which house?
What? Yeah, it's called the Witch's House.
Stop. Yeah, it's like one of those little like.
Well, I finally saw pictures
like
of it online today
Edinburgh?
On the inside, and it's friggin' awesome. I mean, it's a little fantasy house, like a fairy tale house.
Talking about a local home.
Yeah,
that's what.
Which
house? I got something.
Tyler.
It's great, but it's the first time
I've
seen pictures
from
the inside. Okay, now here's the news that I came across today online doing some other stuff that I thought was sort of fascinating. Did you know that smell after the rain has a name?
Yes.
I didn't. Petrichor.
Petrichor?
Yeah.
Sounds that like is... a musical genre.
Now, this is a recent discovery, and you know how that smell is generated? The raindrops hit the ground, and they encapsulate... I'll tell you exactly what they encapsulate.
Read it.
The aerosols that are in the ground, and they disperse it in the air along with bacteria and viruses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The first thing I do when I go out in the rain is I'm like, this smells
so
fresh
great. Yeah,
and
why
so
you're
good.
You're ruining everything.
It's a specific smell that the rain releases when it hits the ground.
Essentially, you're saying like you know flowers, how the roses?
Yeah.
You smell it, AIDS.
That's their shit.
Why are you ruining this for me?
Yeah.
It's not. It's evaporated asphalt. Smell.
Asphalt.
I love it.
No, because that smell is everywhere. It's in the desert. It's everywhere.
You know what?
This study was very conclusive. They did 14 different types of soil. They did asphalt. They did
Wait,
cement.
Who's paying for this study?
I don't know.
What's more interesting to me is what work do you think Mike was avoiding while he was learning
you
about all things
straight.
Petrichor?
You got
Before
that,
we move on.
You got that one right.
You
got
to be at work early tomorrow. This morning you had to be at work early, so we couldn't do a late night show last night. What was at work and what time was it? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but...
I was in Brea last night, and this morning I had to go to the improv. I really had to go to work this morning.
Okay, we just wanted to see what it was.
What time did you have to go to work?
Yeah.
Probably rolled in there about 10:30.
Tyler, before you got here, was talking about how he has to be at work every morning. At what time, Ty?
9 o'clock.
Yeah, and we do the show after often with him.
Here's what's happening to me in my old age.
He was saying that he'd be very upset if there
was
anything after 9.
I want to explain to you what's happening. Is for the life of me, I don't know how we did the show at midnight, and then I drove home to Brea and still stayed up for another hour after that. And then woke up the next morning at the regular time. Now, my day is fucked when we do a midnight show the next day.
Oh, I'm not well on Friday afternoons, as my coworkers can attest.
Yeah. I mean, my day is completely screwed up, and I end up doing nothing, and I end up taking a nap in the afternoon, and the entire
day... It's like your new hangover.
It is my new hangover, absolutely.
It'd be a good name
for really
the show.
It really is. The new hangover.
It would not be a good name for the show.
Mm.
Maybe an episode.
We're going to talk about Oscars in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
In
a bit. We're going to talk about Oscars.
Okay.
The Meyer company?
Tyler, please turn yourself down.
I was
further.
Not disappointed in the choices for the Oscars. Especially the fact that Wes Anderson got in it.
Stop it. I got
I wish more white people were nominated.
I got an update on the brothel joke that I told poorly last week.
Okay.
I got it the appropriate way to tell it, and I'll tell that via email from a listener. Appreciate that. And I got a story about me being a hero. I was a fucking hero this week. Yeah.
Really?
I want to hear it.
I am a hero.
I want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
But if you were truly a hero, wouldn't you have called us and told us the story in person? Or are you saving it?
No, I was saving it to tell you in person here.
I don't think a true hero calls people immediately. And
yeah.
Like, I was a hero.
And tell you in person. Like, hero. Guys, get to my house, please, pronto, 30 minutes or less. I need to explain to you that I'm a hero.
They wait
until
they get on their podcast, and the first thing they yell out is, I'm a hero.
I'm a hero.
But before we do anything,
I've been a hero. It feels good.
With your little random fact there about the sound of rain, smell of rain. Don't worry, listeners that are annoyed by the rain. I am too. It's not going to last all
episode.
I love
the rain.
I love the rain smell.
Yeah, so do I. I did until you came in.
Smell your phone right now, folks.
Do you think we break the possibility of the news of the adjusted show, the new show? Mike, do you even know what we've been discussing?
No, I don't. You might as well break it to me, too.
All right, here's the plan. I would love to do one before January is over, and I'd love to do one once a month. Not an after disaster, but an academic disaster.
Yes.
Academic disaster.
This could be a much more entertaining show than the after disaster.
And
let's not oversell it.
Since we're starting it, go ahead.
The way it's going to work, it's going to actually be called the Academic Disaster, so you're going to have to find it elsewhere on iTunes. Probably be like just above the after disaster alphabetically. You know,
it's pretty good word placement there too.
Still got the AD going on though.
Yep.
All right. But here's how it's
gonna, I can see the shirts now.
Here's how it's going to play out.
Like a mongoloid. Like a mongoloid retarded child holding a math book.
You did a double. Those were both.
Everyone.
Those were both politically incorrect.
It's probably a genius.
And it was, what do you call it when you say.
Entendre? Right. No, that's not it.
No,
that's
you,
that's
you,
redundant.
Thing. Redundant?
Yeah.
Redundancy.
I know.
You over redundant.
Yeah, I do that often.
I like to over redundancy in itself.
Too bad the rotund girl doesn't have a twin. They could be rotunded.
I drove around the block today to avoid rotund.
But you live in a cul-de-sac.
And I had to pee bad, too.
You sound like me when I go to a different Rite Aid when I'm about to pull up to one. I see homeless people out front of it. I'm like, well, looks like I'm going to a different store.
I do the same thing. I'll drive right past. It's like when I see a cop, I'm like, no drug deal on this corner.
So the academic disaster. Here's the, we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're not setting the world on fire. But I think that it's going to work. I think this formula could work for the three of us. Every week, we come in here with three topics. You capable of doing this, Mikey?
I'm in.
All right,
I promise you.
Okay.
I'm gonna put some effort into this.
It's going to take at least a half hour.
I'm in.
He kind of did it tonight with Petrichor.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what springboarded this conversation. I didn't think we were going to go down this route. But so you come in with something like Petrichor.
Okay.
And it sounds like you had some decent information where you could have, like, you know, talked more about it, answered more questions.
Yeah.
We would have fallen asleep, but yeah, it would have been great.
Hopefully there's something that appeals to you and appeals to the listener as a result, appeals to us. It's something interesting. Random fact. Interesting shit. Different categories. We can do
but
science.
We are not going to let each other know what we're coming in with?
Nope. We do sports. We're going to do history. Different categories, right? Almost like Jeopardy. Here's the thing. One of those random facts that we were going to have research
okay,
on.
Okay, I have an issue with this.
You don't know where it's going. Okay, what's the issue?
One of them's false.
How do you know that?
I think we discussed it.
Oh, we may have.
I have forgotten. But that requires...
Mm-hmm. Creativity?
No. Are we going to... How are we going to decide who's false? What if we
no,
all come in with a
false? No, we each have three. We all have two... It's two truths and a lie, but we're just...
What if we all choose our false?
What?
Mike, you're voted out of the show.
Yeah. You are the false in this scenario.
I thought
have two true stories. One's Petrichor. Think of something else. Who's the lead singer of Rat?
Stephen Piercy.
Is he alive still?
Yes.
You can have some background on him.
Okay.
And then you have one about how you got a no, that's terrible. You have one about how King Charles puppies, the dog, spaniels, mm-hmm. were actually crossbreeds of Rottweilers and Chihuahuas.
And that's where the name Rex came from.
And you could have false information, and then we try and figure out which one is true. And which one's false?
Let me run this by you real quick.
And we're all
we
learn
bring
things.
In a person who knows a lot about a topic, and then we discuss what we think about how we talk about the topic.
This is,
and then that person corrects our.
You're just stealing.
This is called
stealing. Bill Burr show.
Uninformed. They spend 45 minutes talking about a topic that they know very little about,
let's do a practice run real quick.
Hmm. I kind of feel like we just did that.
No, but let's because I want to see where the weak link is in this. Not the weak link, but where the crack in the armor is.
The biggest
is because
crack
I think,
is that it's just two truths and a lie.
So each one of us comes in with three set up.
Mm-hmm.
One's a lie. Now, what if all
one
three of
false.
Us decide to tell our truths?
We
and there
all
are no
tell
lies.
All of them.
Oh my god! Oh my.
God. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Mike.
I got it.
So we just give like the headlines.
I thought we were going to come in with three, and we're going to choose one, and one of us is going to somehow, through the science of math.
No.
Okay, got
not
it.
Like we're rolling
somehow
dice.
Through got the science of math, the truth shall be revealed.
Are we going to keep a genre, or are we going to just, it can be anything?
Anything, any topic. You know, I think we should probably be careful of news stories because we'll know that perhaps.
Yeah. I'm just going to do sandwich facts every week.
Yeah,
I'm already starting to like collect some stuff and it'll be interesting stuff so that, like, you know, people will hopefully get a little entertainment, learn some shit, and then we can keep score.
They'll also not learn a thing and then they'll be at a party and they won't be able to remember
which
what
one
we
was
said
a lie.
Was true or not. They'll be spreading terrible misinformation.
That's great. This is how rumors start.
I like it.
We will be rumor starters.
Are we going to set some ground rules to the lie? Like, does the lie have to be. Like, if I just change one detail, and then I'm like, I got
no,
you, that
no,
was a
that's
lie.
Stupid. Because we play Two Truths and a Lie at camp all the time, and I can always, it's at pre-camp, like, before the kids get there, and I identify, like, fuckheads all the time through this game, and if they'll be like,
you're flirting with the kids.
I have six brothers, and that was a lie, I actually have five. No.
Did you guys ever play, like, Spirit Bottle?
You're fired.
Like that?
No, we don't. We play two truths and a lie. It's like a, what's it called? Icebreaker. Why is it going to be icebreaker? Why can't it be like glassbreaker or stonebreaker?
Well, because...
Why is the ice? Oh, because we're frozen. We're cold. Mm-hmm. Frozen. Scared.
I don't know. Maybe that could be one of your facts. Stay tuned next week, folks. Find out why it's called an icebreaker.
Let's try and cram one of these academic disasters in before the end of the month. Unless we get overwhelming refusal to participate or join in from the listeners via Twitter.
I don't know if we want to make it a separate podcast. I think we just have...
No, it's separate.
We label...
I think it's got to be separate. It's got separate music,
separate
attitude.
Everything's separate.
Yeah.
Same us.
Coming here professional.
We have to start all over.
We're going to sit in different spots.
We'll have two shows. It's cool.
We're going to dress up for this.
You can tell everyone you have two podcasts. Mike and I can say we have three.
I had a terrible icebreaker today.
We should keep gremlining like our podcast. Just like keep adding new
I wouldn't call
it. I got nine podcasts. You know that? My name's Dr. Drew. What happened? I'm sorry.
I thought of a terrible icebreaker today that I actually said, and it was so uncomfortable that I had to turn around and go wait on the sidewalk for my sandwich.
Was it about kid pussy?
There's a bunch of girls in front of me, like office
people.
Well,
that's what he usually does.
No, a bunch of office people, like women. They came out of an office, and they were women that came out of an office trying to order sandwiches at this deli down the street from the Improv.
This sounds like such an offensive...
So they had... Well... They're women that work in an office, so they can't just order anything and have it come out how it comes out. So every single person had to customize their order to an extent which I was like, there's no fucking way your palate is that diverse. No way! And then the woman wanted to know where the pasta came from, and there was a long silence, and I went, trees. It grows on trees.
That's the false.
And everybody looked at me like, who the fuck are you? Why did you even butt in? And I turned around and went and waited on the sidewalk for my sandwich.
Wait, so these women had nothing to do with you?
Nothing. They were ordering lunch ahead of me, and they kept asking so many questions, and it was taking so long. The woman finally went, where'd the pasta come from? And the guy was stunned by the question, and I went, trees. It grows on trees.
Did she like want to know like what region, what like country?
No, they were just office people, like women that work in an office.
Awful
yeah.
People.
Like imagine women that go out for drinks, and they want four separate bills. This is them.
Awful.
Yeah. We need four separate bills, and I ordered light salt on my margarita. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was behind those people at
where a dude is like, I ordered whiskey sour and they brought you a margarita and you're like, I'll take it anyway. Blah, 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 blah.
This woman took 5 minutes taking up the fish guy's time at the meat market, getting him to cut a piece of a mahi-mahi to perfection. Exactly what she
mahi,
wanted.
Mahi-mahi.
But I forgave her because she was old and she had a mustache.
So ooh, like, yeah, maybe she's an old Japanese man.
Is that the Hawaiian pronunciation? What was that?
Mahi-mahi.
You were like, mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi. Yeah,
you like summoned a volcano god when you said it.
Mahi-mahi. That's all I said.
I had an experience at Petco that would have rendered Mike probably apoplectic. Is that how it's pronounced? What was that?
She was waving to me, so
what
I waved. I was having a seizure right there.
Yeah, speaking of being apoplectic. I went to go buy some random shit at Petco.
That's a very specific place to buy random shit.
Random pet shit. And I walk up to the cashier.
I was at the shoe repair store today for some random shit.
Yes.
Totally random.
I go up to this guy and I place my things in the basket.
I call
the
plumber.
Counter.
I'm like, random. I don't know what's up. Come on over.
You know I control your microphone.
I know. Sorry.
And I drop this random shit off, and he kind of, like, looks at me.
Sticking with the random.
Yep. Okay, would you like to know what I bought? Cat litter, like, catnip.
That's not random.
That's very specific.
Needed items.
Very specific. I feel like the word random is being overused by the younger generation.
I bought an assortment of items at Petco.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Some from the clearance rack, some from the normal price things.
Did you take the price tag off so your cat can't see it?
Only the best for you, Henry.
Thank you. On sale, piece of shit.
Hey,
you make this not good story last far too long.
I am sorry.
The guy grabs my stuff, and he never makes eye contact with me. He just starts grabbing things, going, and this, and this, and this.
He works at Petco, dude.
And this. So then he scans them all, right? After six and thises. And
nothing against Petco people.
He runs it. And I swipe my card, and then he just stares at me, and I'm like, yeah, what? And he's just looking at me, and then he's just glancing at the computer, and then looking back at me, and there's just silence. I'm like, what's the deal? And then he points at the screen. There's like a little red X on the screen. I'm like, yeah. He's like
tic-tac-toe. You just won, buddy.
It's not printing receipts. He's just staring at me. Well, I don't need my receipt. Oh, okay. Are you sure? Yeah. All right. And then he's still just staring at me, and then he starts handing me my things. He never offers me a bag. He hands me, like, six things that I'm, like, trying to, like, to juggle and put in, like, random pockets.
You know what that guy probably has? Cat scratch fever.
I don't know. He has...
That sounds like what happens to you.
Some terrible brain
Which Petco was that?
It was in Pasadena.
Wow. Because I want to go there and buy some random stuff.
Yeah. If you need random shit, go to Petco.
I'm going to go buy a bunch of shit. I want to get that guy. And at the end of the transaction, I'm going to go, oh, I need a cat, too.
And he'll just grab it and go, and this, and this.
You should just go back and go, and correct, and correct.
I've never had a cashier who just stared at me. It was like using one of those self-checkout items.
Did you take it as a threat?
Like,
was he being hostile, or was he just trying to...
I took it as...
Be his unique self, or was he just really weird?
I think he's just... And he was really sick, too, and he kept, like, sneezing and, dripping. Ugh.
Dripping?
Yeah, his, like, nose
that's
all,
why the,
like...
That's why the receipt machine's broken. He probably got boogers in there.
Hey.
I'm probably right.
And he was farting.
Hey, let's go. Yeah, let's move past all of this. She probably is. Yes, she is, actually. Confirming that she is, yes.
And he was like, and this fart?
I didn't see the news story, but I read the headline today, and it was on the front page of USA Today, and it was a 14-year-old girl said the reason she beat up her school... Some 14-year-old girl, like, hostily kicked the shit out of some dude, like, really hurt him, and it looks like it might go to
in a hostel?
Become Trial. A legal issue or yeah. something. And she said the reason she did it was because he farted in her face.
Right. Let's not take the show.
But I love the idea of some 14-year-old girl beating the shit out of some 14-year-old boy.
Every week, Tyler. Not 14. All right. Let's be back on track. Let's get back on track.
Let's get off the fart train and back on.
All right.
And this one.
Oscars. Let's talk Oscars real quick. All right.
Anderson's fired up when he tweeted... And tweeted about this show.
I tweeted about it, yeah.
So he's ready to go.
Because I'm not doing another film vault until next week. And the Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Hey, I love Michael Keaton, but his whole, like, overdoing the thing, like, hey, I didn't even know that it was this morning. I forgot. I got a phone call.
We had that discussion because I think that
Who's
is such
we?
Bullshit.
What's going on?
Tara and I had that discussion.
I love Michael Keaton, and I hope he wins. But that's absurd. Stop it.
I like to act like I don't care and I don't pay attention, but the fact of the matter is, if I were an actor and there was a chance I was going to be nominated,
and everyone thought
and I was
you
just
were,
at the Golden Globes,
you don't wake up in the morning and go, "Oh
yeah,
that's
there's
right,
no way
my
I'm
ringing.
Sleeping in on
oh,
Friday."
Why? Even though they announced them at ungodly 5 a.m.
It's ridiculous.
Or
why?
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
Honestly,
but wouldn't you wake up and watch to see if you were nominated? I'm not going to wait for my agent to call.
Probably, especially if you've been acting your entire life and this is like your crowning achievement. Probably. And maybe he was. I don't know. I love Michael Keaton, but that does take a star away from him in my overall appreciation of his work. Not of his work, of him.
Have you ever seen a stand-up?
No.
How was it? What?
I thought he was great.
Yeah? Beetlejuice type stuff?
I think he quit in the 80s. No. He did stand-up. He was a stand-up comic for like 15, 20 years.
Like before Night Shift?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's how he got hired. He was a comic. Man.
I did not know that. I wonder if they have any YouTube.
It's got to be.
Cool sound effects.
No, I'm not finding anything off the bat.
Right, nothing.
So, a couple things.
Just
a
Birdman,
lot of people,
that's it.
A lot of people are really upset about Selma not getting awards and this and that. I don't know if you guys saw Selma.
No.
I saw Selma. It's good. It's paint by numbers good. It's like... ABC Movie of the Week, good. He was really good as Martin Luther King. It's about time Martin Luther King gets a little, recognition on the big screen there. Can you think of a movie
that is weird that it took that long?
It's weird, right?
No, I can't.
He's trademarked and copywritten, and it's like the Spider-Man thing back in the day. Remember when they couldn't make Spider-Man because of all the legal battles?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
it was
stop
it took
burning
forever.
Your interesting facts, bro.
Yeah.
Michael,
it was actually difficult to make superhero movies for a time for some fucking ridiculous reason.
But Selma not getting awards, I can understand that, and also almost like, okay, good, they're not like forcing the issue and feel like, you know, white guilt. But the fact that Lego fucking movie, and I know it sounds absurd.
No, it doesn't sound absurd.
I know it sounds absurd from someone who considers himself a movie snob. But I think that the Lego movie not getting into best animated feature.
Yeah.
Far more egregious than Selma.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Did they not see it? Did they not appreciate the message?
You have to think there was some vindictive nature to that, or there is a reason
How
behind
does that
it.
Happen?
Because it's not possible to go, oh, okay, we had to watch 5 animated features, and Lego Movie wasn't one of them.
Or did they just forget because it came out in like February, January?
I don't know. I think they had their meeting and they decided no black people and no Legos.
What about a black Lego movie? Oh, there's a black dude.
That's the next one.
There's a black dude in Lego movie.
Tyler Perry's Lego movie?
Batman's kind of black.
Hey, you know what has to happen now?
Tyler Perry's Lego movie.
Phil Lord and what's his fuck? Chris Pratt. Chris Miller, the directors of Lego movie. They need to start working tonight. Right now.
Yeah.
A Martin Luther King Lego story.
Short film.
This time next year.
Short film. Get it out fast.
No. Feature. FNC. It could be horrible. It could be filled with nothing but fart jokes.
A 3-hour
epic. Aimed directly at Tara. And still, I think that the Academy Association
Tara
of America.
Tara already has her ticket.
There's nothing I want to see more than a Lego Madea up on screen.
Oh! I think that they'd have to vote it in for something, right? Because they'd have... We fucked up
Batman's
last year.
Batman's doing something, and then all of a sudden Madea comes in.
I think they're almost to the point where Tyler Perry needs to see his own Oscar category.
What?
He releases like 6 movies a year. Yeah. He should just get his own category.
He should get credit
for
something.
He should not be mentioned in the Oscars. What are you talking about? Tyler Perry should not be
like
mentioned.
He's a visionary of our time.
He's a good actor.
He's not a bad actor. I really liked him in what's the fuck?
Star Trek?
No. What was he in that he was really good? What was he in? What was the big movie?
Gone Girl.
Stop it. You guys are hard to work with. Gone Girl. Yes. He was the best part of Gone Girl. One of the best parts.
He was one of the best parts, but he was also the black guy in Star Trek. At the end?
Or was it Gone Girl?
He wasn't the white guy? He was the black guy?
Maybe he was a white guy. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. It is the future.
All right. So anyways, I'm appalled. I'm annoyed. I'm angered. I'm very happy that that old Whiplash snuck in there.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't stand a chance, but I'm happy that I think it's ridiculous that American Sniper is up for Best Picture. Oh, my God.
No, was it really? Are you sure?
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's great, but that movie is... laughably bad at times with Jafar running around.
We were disappointed in it. I cried at the end because I like happy endings, as you know. And that movie...
I'm telling you, I'm paying for the massage.
That movie comes back to happy at the end, and then all of a sudden the screen goes to black, and it goes to...
All right, what are you doing?
Totally
hey,
unhappy.
A lot of people haven't seen it.
He's
talking about the epilogue, and a lot of people probably actually know what happened to the actual character, Kyle. What's his name? Kyle. You're giving away the end of the movies, is what.
Chris Kyle.
What she's.
Tara's yelling in here.
Tara, just get your ass in here. You're good on mic.
And you're good on the microphone.
And you're good on the microphone as well. Hey, speaking of microphones and stages and whatnot, when's your Drew date at the Hollywood Improv?
The 31st. I'm terrified. We're not selling. It's not selling very well.
Terrified.
Fuck. I would go. I'm going to be out of town. I would go. It'll sell fine.
I'd go, but I don't want to support you.
It'll sell fine. That would be kind of weird if we were to sit in the audience.
It would weird me out.
Arms crossed.
We should go heckle.
It would totally weird me out.
I'm going to be up. I'm going to be in a little cabin with a smokestack with the wife. It's going to be great. Going to be in a
Where?
Cabin.
Which city?
I'm not. I'm way up north, like in the High Sierras. Lots of snow.
Yosemite?
Not Yosemite. No.
Just listening to you.
Just don't talk.
What did you just say, woman? She comes in here and she says, I got so bored just listening to you guys.
Well, I had so much to contribute.
What
and
kind
I
of a thing is that to say
I'm
to
sorry?
Insecure podcasters?
I'm sorry.
It's a terrible, terrible icebreaker.
Maybe that was her
normal.
Lie.
That's an ice maker.
Maybe that was her lie.
Don't
now she's going to tell
like
two truths.
You talked last time like you were stoned.
What?
You were dragging your words out like, huh?
Do I have to separate you two? You got this thing going
Remember?
On.
No, I don't.
I just said talk normal. And now you're not talking normal. That's not how you normally talk.
Uh-oh.
I have an what article that I want to bring up.
Go ahead.
Which is that, okay, somebody wrote an article. It was like Uproxx.
See, that's normal. Good.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Seriously.
I'm joking.
Remember when I said you were good on mic?
Oh, my God.
Not so much. Not
what
so
much.
We had the conversation. I was joking.
Okay, so there's this article that I read.
Uh-oh.
It was from
Uproxx. We had a conversation about this.
It was from Uproxx or something like that. And they said, don't give Eddie Redmayne the Oscar for Best Actor because you shouldn't give an Oscar to a character that you just look like you want to pat him on the head every time you see him.
Who?
Eddie Redmayne, he played Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yes.
The retarded guy in a wheelchair?
Hey, it's not retarded.
Michael.
It's ALS. Very different.
They said, remember that movie Tropic Thunder? And I was like, yes, because I've seen that movie like 15 times.
You said yes to like to the
I did, to
newspaper?
my phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
And
she listens to it on her Stephen Hawking app.
Okay.
And they said, remember that one scene in Tropic Thunder when, you know, everybody was trying to play like the disabled or mentally challenged role? Because
you never go
like,
full tard.
Right.
Yeah.
But they said that's like sure to win the Oscars, so don't be so predictable.
Have you seen
Academy?
It?
No.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking I was forced to see it. I was made to see it by Brian, who I co-host the Film Vault with. And I lost a bet. Anyone who listens to the show, they know how it works. And so he assigned me that movie. I'm like, oh, it's going to be awful. I thought Selma was bad paint by number. I was assuming that The Theory of Everything was going to be really bad paint by number. Felicity Jones, I had never experienced
She's
her
awesome.
Before. I love her.
I haven't seen
her. He was fantastic. He was great. It was a really good movie, and it made me cry.
He's so
like three times.
He's so clearly
it really got
obvious
to me.
Front runner though that it bugs me. I hate
really?
To be that person
Is
who's
he?
So like
Is
you
he?
Know trying to be. Yeah.
I would think that Michael Keaton might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I also wouldn't imagine Birdman or Grand Budapest Hotel being the front runners in this Oscar nomination, but they are.
Grand Budapest,
which is awesome.
What are you gonna say about it? Because
so
I loved it.
Here.
Everyone needs to settle the fuck down.
No,
right?
No,
Wes
it's
Anderson
good.
Is,
even
is
my
my
mom liked it, and my mom was like
PTA.
Super into
Maleficent.
I don't think she really liked it. I think she thinks she's supposed to like
no,
it like everybody
did.
Else. There's no way
she
people
didn't,
can
she
actually.
She didn't care for Moonrise Kingdom, but she really liked it.
Oh, because there's child like pornography going on, bro.
There is,
because
I love that movie.
He didn't really understand why until now.
I don't know. I understand that. I just have to let it be that, like, it's like a color. Like, you know, some people really like pink. I'm not a giant fan of. Actually, I have no problem with pink. What color
Even
do I
Even I loved Grand Budapest Hotel.
Steven weighing in.
That was pretty good.
That was cool.
Did you create that, or is that something on the old internet?
Yeah, there was just randomly an Even I Love Grand
it's
Budapest
like,
Hotel
it's like jazz.
Thing online.
It's like jazz. Like, I understand. People do like jazz. People do like Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Even though I
He's
just
such a weirdo.
Don't get it.
Did
I don't
you see
like
him at
it.
The Golden Globes?
I do like him.
He looked like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
No, really?
Yeah, he totally did.
Last time I saw him.
I love Wes Anderson.
Jazz and farts.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Tyler, this is not a new thing that can continue.
Steven's here, man. Okay, he wants to talk. Steven's going to talk. I'm not sure if you heard what he said. Did you want to hear what he said again?
Wait, is Grand Budapest up for Best Picture, too?
Yes.
It
yes.
is, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it,
it's
yes, it
absurd.
Is.
What do you think should win Best Picture?
Just absurd.
Whiplash.
Birdman.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I did love that Birdman.
God, I felt so stupid when I left Birdman.
Why?
Because it went completely over my head.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
There's no way it did.
Yeah, it did.
Maybe
it
went
totally
under
did.
Your head and you're above it.
That You know what?
I think that's
probably, actually what happened.
Because
I'm
it's made for
that's
actors. It's like you would appreciate it more than Mike and I, and even Tyler.
I know.
So what do
you
mean?
You know what it was? It was not weird enough to be really weird, but it was too weird to be like a normal
That's
film.
As what? A bird watcher, I was I disappointed.
Felt, that's what I felt about Nightcrawler.
This podcast no. is terrible.
Wow, thanks.
I liked Nightcrawler better than Birdman and Whiplash.
Mm-hmm. I like
really?
How Mike looks away after he says things.
It's because he knows that I'm giving
I'm
him the stink
to get
eye.
Chastised.
Whiplash was number one for me, and Nightcrawler was a close second.
He almost flinches. Yeah, Whiplash and Nightcrawler. There's still a few that I got to see. Like, unfortunately, I haven't seen a lot of the movies that the best actresses are.
Yeah,
for.
I didn't see Still Alice. I didn't see
Still Alice. Barely played anyway, and I felt guilty at first. I'm like, there you go again, Anderson. You're not really giving the actresses their credit. It's not my fault. I see everything, especially if it gets decent reviews and it's playing. Like, I'll seek things out. I see them before. I see screeners. These movies were not readily accessible.
No. You're right.
Not my fault.
And I don't want to watch them on my computer,
she had problems with her screeners, too.
Yeah, because like half of them are digital copies, and I don't want to watch them on my computer.
Ooh, I just watched Unbroken.
Yeah?
Ooh.
How broken are you right now?
If a war movie or a drama or a biopic?
Are you Oprah now?
Had never, ever been made before?
Yeah.
This would probably be a pretty good movie.
Really?
Mm.
But you've seen every single thing before. Yeah. The music was like straight out of the 80s.
Mm.
I feel like everyone is like
that.
Everyone is like gave it their all, but without any kind of input.
Really?
Of
they
goodness.
Gave it all their 70%.
Oh, your life is.
What was that, Stephen? Mm. You have ALS, not
Stephen. Oh, your life is so hard, not seeing movies. I am confined to a wheelchair and have to have a computer speak for me.
Wow. But you get lots of tail.
Poignant.
So
I love that
I
that's
hear.
Available. I love that somebody thought. Ha ha, let's make fun of Stephen Hawking.
Hey, will you type in, I think it's M-S-T? If Stephen comes up, we should all partake and enjoy. Sit back and enjoy. Yeah?
It does.
All right, let's play a little Andy Dick singing about Stephen Hawking. It's good stuff. He's jealous of Stephen.
Oh, that's a short song.
What?
My dogs hurt. My shoes are thin. My legs are weak. Oh, Christ, I can't win. I'm sick of walking, I want to fly. Look at Stephen Hawking in the sky, way up in the sky.
Perform this live, I mixed this. Sounds pretty good, yeah. Where are you sitting?
I drag my feet wish they were made of wheels. It's getting old, pushing toes to heels.
He doesn't like walking, he's a lazy man.
Why should I pedestrianize or listen to your casual lies?
All right, should we listen to more? Is this
I like the bongos a lot.
Wait, there's a good line. Hold on.
I do not appreciate being made fun of, but I can recognize the humorous aspect of that song.
I thought you were going to say Andy Dick. Did you say Andy Dick? Is that?
Yeah, that was Andy Dick.
I think people who
write funny.
I thought
you were going to say he was singing as Stephen Hawking, and I thought he was going to. And
the actual studio version sounds more. It's Andy Dick and the Bitches of the Century, and the studio version sounds more like Stephen Hawking a little bit more. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think people who write funny songs that aren't hilariously funny need to get to the funny faster.
That's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's about how he's jealous of Stephen Hawking because Stephen Hawking doesn't have to walk anymore. It's kind of offensive.
You know what's weird about listening to that? And I mean this sincerely. And I mean this from the heart with love. Like, I almost felt bad for a moment that we're listening to that because there's always a chance that Andy Dick's going to die of an overdose at any moment.
So why
and we
would
will
you
be
feel bad?
Playing, like, laughing about him. And he could be dead. Right, they could be in the news right
now.
I know, but we're laughing with him, not at him. He's
no,
he's,
I know.
It
is. I'm just saying,
at.
If we, because there's been nights, like when the typhoon was it a typhoon or a hurricane?
Japan,
the tsunami. Yeah, tsunami.
There was a tsunami that was destroying everything, and we came in here and just didn't even mention it. We just went on fun and good
I think
times.
We made a Godzilla joke.
We're an escapist program, or escapist.
We are.
Yeah.
Go home, beauty. Nobody wants you here, anyways.
It was nobody likes you, Steven. You got the quote. John Brown's
Steven
quote wrong.
Listens to the show.
Listen, we got to talk real quick about the 7-Eleven fucker.
All right,
bought a pack of cigarettes. Dude bummed one from me.
Wait,
as
the
he
employee,
was selling it to me.
The employee?
Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine my outrage?
That's fantastic.
Okay, here's the first thing I think of is
I hate when people bum them, even if they're hot and drunk.
But
and I am.
Well, wow. But here's
actually,
the thing
it doesn't
is
really bother me too much.
The ball was in your court.
No, here's how he did it, too. He's like, he was like real shady. He's like, hey, can I bum one of those? But outside.
Oh, my
outside.
God.
I'm like,
are
what?
Are we in New Delhi or something?
So I think that's where he was from. So I walked out.
Can I put my mouth on the Slurpee machine?
I walked out. I was going to my car, and then he comes out. I'm like, what did you say? I was confused. He's like, cigarette. Give me a cigarette.
Weird.
I'm like, dude,
can't you just fucking steal them from work, dude? Steal one pack a day.
Yeah, one pack.
So I was outraged.
Not even a pack a day. Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying, he could
depending
stock
on
up. He
the
could stock
extent
up.
Of his.
I thought of you, Ty, because I know that you know how much I hate.
I know. I always
bum cigarettes.
I bum for me.
By the
way,
with
much deference.
When we're done, Anderson, can I?
Yes. Yeah, you can have one.
Okay, thanks.
You know what's weird about that cigarette thing is?
I meant that as
like,
a joke.
That is ballsy. Bumming cigarettes from people is really ballsy because it's the equivalent to walking into a restaurant going, can I have a fry? Hey, can I have a third of those French fries?
It's similar.
Can I have a dag, bro?
You know, I would never do that to somebody. Like, if you're sitting there eating your dinner, I would never walk over and go, can I have some of that?
You can have some, though.
I know, but I wouldn't do it.
If it's a complete stranger, I get it to make them go away.
95% of the time, it's drunk people who, it bothers me because they know they're lying to themselves, and I can't stand when people lie to themselves about anything.
Have to pretend like they quit?
So, like, they know they're going to go out and drink. They know they're going to want to have cigarettes, but they won't prepare and actually buy themselves cigarettes. A, they're cheap, or B, they just, like, no, I'm not going to smoke tonight. I'm not going to smoke.
I'm going to try bumming things people most likely won't have on them.
But, like, Ty bums, so does his wife.
Hey, you got a candy cane by chance?
I make sure, I do.
No?
On the other room. I always make sure that I have an extra pack now when I go out with them, so I'm not irate.
Do you just hand it over to them?
Hey, bro, can I bum a wheelchair?
Wow.
do you look back with fondness? Remember one of the big crimes of the 70s and 80s was when the mafia would rob trucks? Remember when cigarette taxes went up like by $5 in New York?
Goodfellas.
But did you ever think like that would be nice to get my hands on one of those trucks of cigarettes?
No.
Okay.
And like you just have like cigarettes?
200,000 packs.
Yeah.
You'd never have to go buy them.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then you get choked out by NYPD.
But I'm yeah. I was gonna go down that road, but I didn't want to.
You didn't want to get all political and weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they're just a social choker.
We're in a scheme. I'm a guy who doesn't buy a carton though, because
someone
I'm afraid
here likes that.
That I might like want to quit before the 10 packs is up. If I had, you guys are doing too much weird like stuff.
I've just been flipping them off for the past.
I know there's like some kind
minutes.
Of like code going on though that's lost on everyone. All right, I didn't even mention this. I should have led the fucking show with this. Have you guys ever heard of an establishment called Giggles and Hugs?
No, but it sounds terrible.
Giggles and Hugs.
What is it?
Is this the name of your massage parlor?
You're gonna try that to would bring be us a to? Great name for a massage parlor. It's not, though. It's the name of an inside goddamn park for kids with booze and food.
What? It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese. But
Giggles
like,
and Hugs?
All right, so I was meeting my... I was when I
the
with the wife...
The part is the concern.
There should not be Giggles, Hugs, booze at a kid's place.
Yeah.
I thought it would be okay. I'm like, is there booze? That was my first question. So I'm going out with the wife's sister and her husband, Paulie. You know Paulie. He's from New York, and my sister's got an older... My wife's got an older sister. They got a couple kids. They're like young. So... Mm-hmm. They wanted to get together for dinner. So I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun. We haven't seen them in a while. And then like the next day, I'm like, I hear where we're going. We're going to Giggles and Hugs. So I say, okay.
Sounds sexy, though.
Sounds like a fetish nightclub. It doesn't really sound.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cute and hot.
I was actually a little bit excited, and this sounds wrong, but I miss Chuck E. Cheese, and I can't go there without a kid. They don't let you in without
really?
A kid.
Wait, why do you miss it? It's gross.
I want to see the dancing marionettes or whatever those things are, the electronic bear. I want to sing him.
We could probably go together.
I want him to. No, because we need a child.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go. I'll go. I'll volunteer.
Okay. Can you dress like a child?
Yeah.
Pigtail it.
Pigtails. Yeah. It won't be weird. I don't think.
And I'll wear an adult diaper.
We should try that.
And I have a big giant rattle. Ooh, Dad.
Hyman.
Hyman?
See, he knows.
So
he's got the idea.
I look immediately and I'm trying to figure out if there's booze. And Jillian's like excited. She's saying, oh, yeah, we can play the games and stuff. I'm like, all right, this isn't going to be all bad. Oh, it's worse than all bad. I walk in. It's in a mall. And as soon as I started walking towards them, I'm like, oh, I've passed this place before. And usually I walk with my head tilted to the left as I'm walking by because of all the horrible sounds coming out of this place.
Yeah.
The brightest place you can imagine. Like all overhead fluorescent bulbs, right? Horrible parents everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Where's the giggles coming from, by the way?
I think the children in the ball pit might have been giggling.
Oh, it's not. They don't have something that instigates it? Like there's not like a comedy
there
show?
There was a bad actor dressed as Superman.
Okay.
Who was very loud, louder than all the children, and he's having them run underneath a one of those noodles that you use in a pool.
Mm.
That was their game. Kids are fucking idiots.
Yeah,
they really
so
are.
They're so dumb. They're so
they were all excited about it, too. I mean, this guy
how
knew how to wrangle.
The children?
How hot were the
I'm
children,
I'm asking
Steven?
For a friend.
Steven, it's very inappropriate. So he had them all going. He was very good with kids, but... there's a ball pit, and then there's like a little place where you can climb up like this fake tree and then walk on this like bridge.
I like
across.
That.
And that looked cool. I kind of wanted to go up there.
You know what's in those ball pits? I'm not going to go into it.
Tons of germs. All the stuff that's in the rain stuff.
A lot of petrichor.
I can't imagine ever. But when you're a kid, you don't care about that, right? Mm. Now.
How did you remember the name of that?
He's smart, dude.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Petrichor.
What's that?
It's the smell of rain.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you were just talking about. I told you I was really bored. Sorry.
Are you bored of my giggles and hugs?
No, it was Mike's story. About the smell of rain.
So I just want to talk real quick, and then we'll move on from giggles and fucking hugs. All
right. Sorry.
It was a real snoozer. It was a real snoozer.
I liked the petrichor. I liked it.
How long were you there?
Too long. About an hour. The food was exceptionally expensive.
Drinks, though.
I did not have any drinks because they were exceptionally expensive, and I would have felt weird because of the brightness. You don't want to... Bless, there's kids everywhere, and women like bumping into me because they feel like they have the right
great.
Away because they're a parent.
Yeah.
And I'm
not.
Plus, I felt weird. I just felt very strange. Kept looking over my shoulder. Kept feeling like people thought that I was looking at their kids,
mm-hmm.
which they did.
And it doesn't make it any better. People like, no, I'm here with a kid. I'm here with a kid over
there. I got a kid.
And then I'm like, immediately when I walk in the place, my brother-in-law, he's over at the ball pit watching his son, right? And I walk in and I notice I'm the only person wearing shoes. Everyone's in their stockings, socks, feet. Oh, I didn't even mention the best part. Signs, giant signs everywhere saying, like, telling you what to do and what not to do. Just rules galore.
Don't rape the kids.
That wasn't one of the signs. I think that was given.
Don't give booze to the kids.
A given.
That one?
So I think it's designed for, like, parents to be able to go and let their kids go frolic in the indoor park. It's just a shitty indoor park. That's all it is. It's like a indoor park with rounded, like,
is it
toys.
Like an indoor park?
Like an indoor park. And, it's just like an indoor park, really.
We should open one of those.
And the parents can sit and relax and have like a glass of wine and like, you know, have a minute of their time. Well, no. It doesn't work because parents of the future of today are all hovering.
Yeah.
All of them.
Awful.
So all of the tables were like one parent, no kids, and then all the parents and all the children were in the hovering in the park.
I'm imagining a giant doctor's waiting room.
That's what it felt like. It was just like that. Ugh. I don't know how this place makes it. And it was packed. People
Tyler.
Loved it.
I think Mike. Anderson and I have the same experience of being able to come and go as we please as children.
They don't let you in without a kid at this
point. No, our generation has ulcers.
If you were 8 or 9 years old and you wanted to go to the store, you just went to the store, right? Like walk to the store, rode your bike or your skateboard.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was I did that.
No kid does that.
I was 3 years old. I was on my big wheels all over town.
No kid gets to walk to the corner now.
When you were three?
I was three all over town. I remember because my brother was like newborn. And I swear to God, I was 2 and a half when my brother came home. I remember it perfectly. And I remember I was on my big wheel like soon after that. He was still crying in the high chair when I was...
Were you the fucking kid from The Shining?
Kind of, yeah. But like that was kind of the norm, right?
But did you have that experience, Tyler?
Yeah, I think I was like pretty much like the last generation to really be able to
Now, are there more kid fuckers now? Is that why? Or...
I think it's just there's... I think it used to be there was a lot of stories that you like... It was like, oh, like tales, like you'd heard about rumors. But now like with all the... Now with all the new, the nonstop news and everything, like... If one story is reported on, everyone's like, everyone hears it and then assumes that it's tenfold the problem.
If it bleeds, it leads.
It's kind of like pit bulls. Pit bull this, pit bull that. You know, there's a lot of dog attacks on our pit bulls.
I just think those kids, I think those kids that are being hovered over are not having fun.
Yeah, and they have ulcers, like I said.
Well, when
they're
I was bitching about it.
They're all nervous, shaky little chihuahuas now. No offense.
Bitching about it. Jillian actually brought up a really good point. She goes, well, they're not all in there because I was bitching about it nonstop under my breath, you know. And she says, they're not all in there just watching to make sure the kid – I mean, there might be some in there that have, like, kids that are capable of hurting the other kids. And they should be in there watching their brat. You know what I mean?
Well, tell Jillian to keep her logical perspective out of it.
Yeah, get back to ordering some weird, complicated sandwiches, women.
Yeah. And splitting the bill four ways.
Goddamn broads.
And not tipping like a man
So we
tips.
Walk out. It was raining. We walk out. It's right by the Target.
You know, I'm joking. Don't look at me like that.
Would you guys stop?
Wasn't doing anything. He looked at me.
He
and
started
said something.
It.
I was just
once there, Petrichor.
So
you said it was raining. Steven wants to know if you smelled petrichor.
I'm walking out. All right, we go to the car.
I dare one of you guys to use that in regular language throughout the course of the day.
I'm using it tonight.
Hey, does that smell like petrichor? Just to prove that we know the word.
You guys smell petrichor? Out.
Like how
must
does that
be
become?
Nice.
How does that become a name? It must mean something scientific. Tautologically.
Yeah, clearly.
Probably does, right? So I'm walking out.
You were walking out.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Steven.
I like the sauce he put on nice.
I like the movie, Steven. And getting in the car, and I see.
Steven, shocking.
On the ground in the parking lot, covered in rain. There's a
child.
Smell of petrichor is strong in the air. A wallet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kid's underwear.
I thought you were going to say kid.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say kids.
It's like, all downhill from here then, guys.
I know, unfortunately.
Okay, a wallet?
A woman's wallet.
Okay.
Soaking wet. Just completely rummaged through, and you know, like there was like clumps of hair in it.
Oh,
it was
what?
Bad
oh
times,
gosh.
Right? And I'm like, I'm not going to buy it. I don't want
Who's
to
storing
that.
Hair in their wallet?
I don't know. It was just like, you know, it was in the grime and the grease of the ground of the parking lot.
The petrichor waiting to come up.
Started getting the car. I'm like, what are you doing? You got to pick that fucking thing.
Yeah,
up
yeah so you could be on Forensic Files in 6 months.
Well, there might be maybe the thief didn't look in like the back pocket.
You got to get
maybe
your
where
prints.
They kept the...
You got to get your prints on the murder victim's wallet.
No, so I throw it in the back seat. It's just soaking wet, and I take it home, and I'm going through, and I'm actually hanging the receipts and like this poor woman. I felt really bad when I was going through
a lot
it
of sandwich shop
it.
Receipts.
Did you look at her ID? Was she cute?
I found her ID and
would you hit it?
How much did she weigh?
She was a 75-year-old woman.
Oh,
her name was Janet.
Would you hit it?
Damn it, Janet.
And I found her a Costco card, right?
Oh, sweet.
And so I hung like a bunch of her. She had like a missing persons report, official police station like signature. What do you print heading? Right. There was some important shit in there. She had this one little like pill bottle, like it was like an antique pill bottle, but there was opals in there.
Oh,
they were like magnetic.
Janet sounds DTF.
Any cash?
Down to fuck. No cash. I mean, I didn't really go. I went through as much as it was on the outside, and I found like there was a couple like double ARP for old people things. Anyways,
they have a double.
It's AARP.
AARP.
Oh, I thought you meant like you have AARP, and then if you're really
double
old,
AARP.
I thought I said triple.
Double the discount.
So I looked this woman up, and within like three phone numbers, I got her on the phone.
Oh,
nice.
At like 9:30 at night. And she has a thick accent, and she was sweet as can be, and I really felt bad for the woman. She lived about 20 miles from me, but the plan was...
Did you find my hair?
I was going to take it to her. The hair was not part of the... It was just got mixed in there
what
with the
What about
grime.
The dildo, son?
Hey. So
son.
I talked to her on the phone. We go back and forth. And I say, I'm going to take it to her house in a couple days because I couldn't have the phone. Anyways, long story short, when I do call her 2 days later, she's like, you know what? I had to talk to the police again because like, these people spent money all over town before. Like, they stole it from her at Trader Joe's, and then they spent money all over town. And
then just threw it out. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
So she's like, I was talking to the police, and I felt kind of weird going to her house.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She should be a little bit worried about it. I'm just a stranger, and I might be, you know, this might be part two of the sting, you know what I mean? Like, first I take your wallet, and then I find out where you live.
Nice.
Just don't carry condoms in your pocket with you.
But I didn't want to, it was weird. I didn't want to be like, oh, bring wine coolers.
Yeah. Mr. Anderson, have a seat over here.
I didn't want to say, hey, how about you meet me at my house, or how about you come halfway? I felt bad for this victim, and I was trying to, like, make it as easy as her, on her as possible. So I talked to her, and she goes, oh, yes, Anderson, thank you. I talked to the police, and they suggested that maybe we meet at the police
station.
Where's
she from?
She's from Ireland. Leave it alone.
Aw, cute.
So I meet her at the police station.
Yeah.
She's got a friend.
Oh.
The friend. Is it a leprechaun?
The friend's a cunt.
Ooh.
The friend was awful.
How old?
About same age. Sizing me up the entire time.
Man or woman?
Was she Irish also?
I didn't know, because she wouldn't shake my hand when I went to shake her hand.
What did she think?
I think that she thought that I stole it, for sure.
Oh.
She was sizing me up the entire time.
Even after you recommended the police station?
She recommended the police station. I said, sure, I'll be there.
You know what? You know what my first thought was?
Her
and
friend
I wasn't
was
say
so
it?
Horrible. She was sweet as can be. She gave me a big
thought,
hug. She forced me to take champagne.
Oh, that's
nice. She gave me a bottle of champagne, which is very
lovely.
Nice.
That's
You're nice. Like, this will go nice. All that shit I bought on your car.
now that you've ingested the truth serum, tell us what really happened to the wallet.
Her friend refused to put her hand out.
The first thing I was going to say, and I meant this sincerely, and then I checked myself, and I didn't say it because it sounded horrible.
Three-way?
That was the second thing, three-way, after you resolve it all. No, but the first thing was, did you ever think about – this is going to sound ridiculous.
Say it.
But did you ever think – like when you went to your house, did you think, I should bludgeon her, and then when they catch the crooks, they're really going to pay the price?
What?
Never went through my head, no.
That's the first thing I thought.
It's the first thing you thought.
For a second. For a split.
Like, I can frame these people.
Yeah.
Thieves.
I want these guys to go down. Like, before it was just credit card fraud. Now, they're fucking first
The way
degree.
You're thinking of that's like, somebody
first
with Asperger's.
Murder.
Yeah,
so
but if you,
somebody with
yeah.
a superhero power.
But
no,
if you bludgeon
somebody
her to
like,
death, then that's the only way it could really make sense because.
But, like, he's so focused
have...
on making these guys pay
yeah,
the
pay
price that, like, he's going to sacrifice this poor woman so that
she's
they go to jail.
She's lived a full life.
Oh,
what's she going to do without her wallet?
That's very Turin style thinking.
I told you it wasn't logical. I just, for a second, and now that she has a cunty friend.
Oh, her friend was the worst.
We should get
this
her
disturbs
wallet.
Me greatly.
Her friend
Michael.
Actually, she kept, like, you know, Janet and I were talking, and we were going back and forth, and she's a very sweet lady. And then, you know, we were about to wrap it up, and her friend's like, all right, Janet, let's go. Come on. That's enough.
Bitch.
I hated her.
Maybe they had a bridge game to get to.
They're late for canasta.
You know what I want to do now?
Stalk her.
I want to find her friend wallet. And steal her wallet. Yeah.
And return it.
So
yes.
Cool.
And then I'll call her. Yeah. And I'll make, hey, weird coincidence.
It's like
I found your wallet
too. Yeah.
This is like Cape Fear. Like she's in Norm's having dinner one night, having a liver sandwich, and you pop up from the other booth. Is this yours, ma'am?
I hate that bitch so much.
Is this you being a hero? Is that story?
I'm a hero, yeah. Anderson.
You know
hero.
What? You are a hero. That's pretty good. You drove.
That's great.
No, I ended up going to the police station, which was on the other side of town, but it wasn't quite 20 miles.
Okay,
like 8
when,
miles away.
When you
8 miles away. 16 round trip.
When one
miles.
Meets another person at a police station, which I've heard people talk about,
mm-hmm.
do you go inside? Or
no,
do you
she
go...
was out on the steps.
Okay.
I feel
That's
like
so
I
romantic.
I could have got away with murder, though. There wasn't many people around. It was kind of a side street. It was kind of strange.
There's a giant sign on
well,
the police station
you're
says
losing
closed.
Hero points right now by saying that.
No, you're a hero.
I'm saying
you're
I could have got away with murder.
You're like a hero with a lowercase h.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like Big Hero, that Disney movie.
Like Homer wouldn't have written about you.
I hate Big Hero because it's up for best animated feature and
Lego
movies
not.
You know, in fairness to the animated features, I have not seen all of them. I've seen two.
You know what I think happened? I think I just read a couple articles that said the average Academy voter is white, male, and the average age is 63. I think they realized that they were the man, the bad guy.
That's what
from
I'm
the
saying.
Lego
Maybe
movie,
they were upset
and
with
they
the
felt
message.
It hit a little close to home, and they were not down with it.
I don't agree with that.
That's a good point, but I think it's even more simple than that. I think they just probably didn't watch it.
Or they forgot about it.
They have
it
to
so
watch. You have to watch it. You have to watch it.
Yeah, you got
to
watch
Academy
it.
People,
voter,
you know this.
That the problem is
I've heard
the Lego
stories
movie
of Academy voters like calling like their kids and saying, what do you think I should vote for? It happens all the time.
You vote on some stuff, and you don't watch everything.
Oh, what? Huh?
Well,
that's grounds for dismissal. Bard.
Look.
Out.
Look.
Tara Lynn Bard.
What does Steven have to
There
say
are certain
with
things. Okay. You know what? I haven't voted for the SAG Awards yet. I think I don't know when the deadline is. But
no one watches them. Doesn't matter.
The only films I haven't seen are The Theory of Everything and Still Alice. Mm-hmm. But
you haven't seen the Marie-Ard Cotillard movie, have you?
I didn't, no. I didn't realize that she was nominated for SAG.
Yeah.
Oh. Good for
I didn't
her.
Mean to sell you out. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm just happy Bradley Cooper is nominated because I thought he was really good.
He was so good.
He was so
good.
You haven't
so good.
Seen my movie?
No, sorry, Steven. I think it's unfair that a super handsome young British actor gets, like, mad fucking props for playing, like, I don't know.
He's super handsome.
A monster?
What? Are you saying?
Okay, I'm going to be blunt about this, and I want you to be honest, too.
Wow.
Tyler, you as well.
That hurts, Mike.
Okay, we all are under the impression Stephen Hawking is a genius. We're under this impression.
Yeah.
And I know he wrote The Theory of Everything.
Right.
What has he really done that the common man can relate to?
See the movie.
He fucks bitches.
He does. He does
a
do
lot.
That. They touch on that in the movie, too. I was afraid
really?
They were going to pull those punches.
Good.
What have you really done,
like
Mike?
He can get an erection and
go see the movie.
I think you give a shot and then it like just, I think that's like what
there's
people...
like talk, he gets penthouse and stuff like in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a womanizer.
My
yeah.
boner is smarter
he's
than your brain.
And he also is kind of, isn't he kind of a wife beater too?
No, he's not
no,
a wife beater.
He runs into her with
didn't
his wheelchair.
Didn't his ex-wife accuse him of battering her?
I don't think so.
How would I beat my wife?
He ran her over. He ran over her foot once. It was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Hmm. No, they don't go into that movie. No.
Do they go into the fact that Martin Luther King Jr. Cheated on his wife?
They spend like 2.5-3 minutes. I would have.
That's good.
I
would
have. I don't
too.
Hate. Might be a strong word. I would have really disliked that movie if they yeah. didn't touch upon it because they did idealize him, obviously.
Same, yeah.
But it was very similar to Lincoln. It was just a very small part of his life, and it was the part that you know was an important part of his life. But it was
from
that's
a woman's
what it focused on.
From a woman's point of view, when you're watching that film and you see him cheating
which
on his
film?
Wife, like the MLK movie,
okay,
which I didn't see, but
Selma.
Keep going.
Like, because I know a lot of women go, I don't care. He did so much great stuff. I don't care. But if you were the wife, you would care.
Yeah.
And if the movie showed him doing it hundreds and hundreds, if like every other scene was him going into a hotel room with some other woman.
That'd be a different movie.
Would that affect
that'd
you differently?
It'd be called Selma's.
As a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a terrible film.
It'd be kind of boring.
It's a porn. It's
MLK,
a porn.
It would
like
be Wolf
sweat.
Of Wall Street. Yeah.
No, it's a porn.
It can, yeah. Can you imagine making an MLK movie where he's just banging nonstop? That's all it's about.
It's 4 hours long, and 3 hours of that is him hitting on young women.
I just appreciate when they tell the truth. Like, if you're going to make a biopic about Gandhi, you have to include the fact that he wouldn't allow Western medicine when his wife was dying, but when he was dying.
No. Well, they didn't have time. They didn't have time to get to that part in the 4.5-hour movie.
He's on top of, like, some 19-year-old really hot black chick.
Why'd she have to be black?
I'm just saying.
Because he's black? Is that?
Yeah, that's why. But he's, so he's.
Is this Gandhi or MLK?
MLK. He's fucking this chick in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And then she yells out, oh, I'm having a dream. Is this a dream? And then you see him go like.
That's where he got the idea.
Like the shitty biopics, those music biopics.
Go off of his head. Mm-hmm. Next day he's giving the speech.
What are you just doing all you can to destroy his legacy? Is that what the purpose
Mike,
of this is?
Why do you hate MLK?
Is this produced by the KKK?
I think I share a birthday with Martin Luther.
Wouldn't that be
King.
Funny though to make a mock movie that was like
what if I start
produced
calling
by
King,
air quotes the KKK and it is would there be any humor in there?
No.
Like here's the movie that's made here's a movie about MLK made by the KKK. Could you do a funny thing with that?
I think it's pretty tasteless.
Yeah, it's tasteless, but is there any humor
it.
There?
Hey Mike, when were you, what's your birthday?
April 23rd.
Yeah, well, today is Martin Luther King's birthday, so I don't think you guys share a birthday.
Is it really today?
I share a birthday with Sting, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Was he, wrestler?
No, the
like
hot
six
guy.
People are
when
laughing
did,
right
when,
now.
When was Martin Luther King killed?
April 4th.
Oh, okay, forget it.
I think you should make a biopic about some great leader, but make it like a la Dewey Cox. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just make it way great and all like the cliche.
It's
got to
be a white guy though, because otherwise
people will be
get
upset.
In trouble.
Yeah.
You guys got to go see Selma too. And the caricatures, the white caricatures of the evil white dude. It's just it's so over the top.
I had a friend who posted on Facebook, walked out so self-aggrandizing.
It really is.
And poorly acted, he said.
Not well acted a lot of
really?
Times.
When
a lot
I
of
fall
parts.
Asleep in a field, I have Dewey Cox.
Wow, Steve.
You have what? Dewey Cox? What is that?
That's what you just said.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. Dewey Cox.
My dad said he's taken out of it every time he sees a Selma preview. He's like, and there's fucking Oprah.
Yeah. She thundered about.
Did she?
Yeah.
She's a good actress, though.
She's a good actress, she's but she's fucking Oprah. She's Oprah.
Did you like The Color Purple?
Yeah, I did.
Not the point. She's too big for her own good.
Yeah.
Not physically, but.
She's fat, she's thin. She's fat, she's thin. I mean, pick a body and go with it. What's the deal?
Is that a real bit?
That was a, I think Rob Schneider doing Seinfeld on the SNL Jeopardy. What's the deal? No, I think it's Fallon, maybe. What's the deal with Oprah? She's fat, she's thin.
It's probably Fallon.
She's fat, she's thin. I mean, pick a body and go with it. What's the deal with the little black box? If it's the only thing that survives a plane crash, why not make the entire plane out of a little black box?
When that was a fresh new bit, I thought it was the
What's the deal
thing
with
ever.
ALS?
Water bucket challenge.
I don't know, Steven.
Top five, good movie. Check it out.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You racist fucks. Why haven't you seen Selma in our top five? What's the matter with
we
you?
We saw
the
Foxcatcher. Fuck, I just
yeah,
realized
all whiteys.
That.
All
that was
whiteys.
On our list. Wow. We decided we're going to go see every movie, and we did three in a row.
But we already have plans.
We did four in one week.
We already have plans to re-watch other movies before
yeah,
we
we're already,
decided to
I need,
watch Foxcatcher.
I need a second pass at Inherent Vice because we didn't love
don't.
It.
No.
And I need a second pass at Nightcrawler because I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
You a second pass?
Again, yeah.
Oh, you liked it that much? Yes. You need to watch Whiplash again and realize where you went wrong.
I watched
as well
it.
As Bird,
I will.
As well as Birdman.
I watched it a second time with my dad.
And I need a second pass at Working Legs.
Yeah, Whiplash the second time around was really great because I was just like watching my dad's reaction the whole time.
That's
and my
great.
Dad's a big jazz fan. Yeah, no, that's what I do.
I got like, a friend know, who does that. I could put things on that he thinks are funny and then he watches me watch it. I hate it. There's nothing worse.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, we were in a darkened movie theater, so my dad probably
You know what would be worse is if he like I was at the Giggles and Hugs and he was doing that while I was there.
I can't believe that they got
Giggles
away with
and Hugs.
That.
Yeah, like who's allowed to hug there besides parent on kid?
And Hugs.
Like where else can you hug in Giggles
I'm
and Hugs?
I'm just picturing Carano walking in with
Who wants a hug?
Arms open. Where do I get my Giggles and Hugs? Hey, what was
is that my voice?
What was exactly spot on. What was the last thing Stephen Hawking said?
Oh, you said I don't know. He said something about
I feel like we all talked over it. And
what's the deal with ALS is what he said.
No, he said something since then.
You're saying you want a second pass at movies. And he said, he wants a second pass at Working Legs.
Oh.
He's a little needy.
All right, over the holiday.
Which holiday?
I don't know if we're going to have time for this. Ridiculous. I was drinking a little bit by myself, doing stuff, working on stuff. A couple nights in a row. And I listened to Pandora. Mm-hmm. Song came on Pandora. One that I remember actively avoiding a number of years ago when it was playing on the radio all the time.
Oh my goodness.
But I listened to this song.
Tears in your eyes.
30 times.
What was it?
And I hate it. What? But I love it and I couldn't stop. But I hate it because I think it's so smart and so good.
I think it's going to be too new for me to care about.
No, you'll remember it, I think.
I want it to be something that I care about.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Never heard that song.
The Flopots.
The what?
It's by this band called Flobot. They're still around. They're still trying to make important music. This song thinks it's so goddamn deep, but it's catchy. And it's performed really well.
I've never heard of the band or the song.
You know? Do you know the song?
There's
I Can Ride My Flobot?
No.
The Flobots,
no.
Perhaps?
I don't.
After 30 times. I swear to God, 30 times, I think.
It's like Stairway to Heaven. Wow.
And
yeah,
I have this big like spotlight in my backyard and I can see my shadow and I was like raving to her.
I'm going to start drinking again so I can enjoy some of this.
No it makes me laugh though.
No
it's so terrible.
Bars, oh yeah, I've
no
heard this.
Handlebars.
It's so deep.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
He's a little kid.
Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive.
First thing I'm doing.
And I'm a famous rapper, even when the paths are all crookedy. I can show you how to do-si-do.
I used to get calls about this song every single time that we played it at K-Rock.
I'd
be like,
is that
Eminem?
I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about
it sounds like Weird Al.
I know all the words.
It totally does. But more serious lyrics. It's like Childish Gambino. It's like you listen to it for the first time and expect it to be funny, and it's not.
I can keep rhythm with no metronome.
No metronome.
Is that a film that lives in the city?
I don't know. He's kind of bragging.
I kind of like it.
Something so catchy about it.
I don't like the horn solo coming up.
How are you listening? On your stereo or headphones?
Headphones. Like at 4 in the morning, raining outside. Wife, long asleep. By myself, out of the backyard. Not a good existence. Actually, it was.
What's wrong? Are you
I got
okay?
stuff done. She's actually concerned, guys. No, I'm fine. I can make computers survive aquatic but watch. Conditions. I don't it have to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no assistance, because I can lead a nation with a microphone.
Just
a microphone.
Whoa.
With a
microphone.
Just hope, yeah.
He did with it. A
microphone. He did.
He went there. Shit. Oh my God, the horn.
The horn. Here comes the horn. I would kind of lose enthusiasm during this part. Don't like it.
No, it's kind of glass.
It's a little like cake.
Yeah, it totally is like cake.
Which I wanted to talk about as well. I also wrote it down on my phone. Because I found out something about cake.
The drummer?
No. A song that they covered. That's awesome.
You know, the drummer's in jail for child molesting.
No, really? Is that why they call it cake? Giggles they're hoping like children show up to their shows?
They named the man way before he got busted.
Here comes. Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, let them all die from exasperation, have them all healed from their lacerations, or have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them, and I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. So good. But terrible at the same time. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. He's kind of going fast. You can do the one thing with the phone. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like the cockiest rapper I've ever heard in my fucking life. He's not talking about Jordans on his feet or getting bitches. He's talking about fucking really
creating
the
Holocaust. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I like
it was commentary, man. He started with just being a little show-off kid. No, you know, I can ride my bike with no handlebars. And he just progressed until he's
And then he went full circle.
Holocausted
and he ended it. With,
yeah. Holocaust.
Yeah, I just punched in.
I cannot ride any bikes, handlebars or not.
One of the biggest disappointments of my concert going life was going to see Cake, and it was an outdoor venue, and they had to keep the volume down because there were so many children there, and it was kind of it was a family event.
What?
And it was not rock band volume, and I was just I.
Is
I
that
was,
why they named the band Cake?
No.
Did someone leave the cake out in the rain? Official act of Parliament. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
Leave the cake out in the rain.
You know that song?
That's a more famous song than Handlebars.
What is that?
It's one of the more famous songs from the
60s. I don't want to hear it. No, Tyler. No, maybe.
It's a good song.
That song reminds so me is what is to you as what most of Sum 41 songs are to me.
Are to you? Yeah, like you hate them, but you like them.
Yeah, they're like
I
so.
Hated that
they
song
remind
at the time.
Me so much.
That song blew up so fast, went away, and I actually researched the Flowbots, listened to some of their other stuff. It's all trying to be the same thing, but not as good. You know, not nearly as good. And
what year was that?
I was shocked. 2008.
Wow.
I was thinking like early
2000s. Yeah, that's way.
Wow, past. That's later than the people that I was.
And that's way past when I gave up looking at new music.
Yeah. But we're listening to Pandora. Another little random song came on. It was Cake doing War Pigs, and it's pretty fucking great.
That's cool.
And it's pretty great.
I thought you were going to talk about I Will Survive, and I was that's cool.
I like Cake, and I just don't like the fact that the drummer's in jail for.
You want him out?
We did.
You feel like he should.
I want him out so
they
can get on the road. Yeah, because they can't replace that. Fucking...
Most people would not like
that genius.
The fact that he's like a kid fucker. And that would bother them, rather than the fact that he's locked up so he can't drum.
No, I was. I don't want him out.
Sure.
I just liked Cake and it bummed me out.
Just
it
ruined the
Cake
band,
for me.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah. Because I can hear in his drumming that he's looking at little kids.
I can hear in Pete Townsend's guitar playing that he
looks
on
he's doing, he's
inter-searching
child porn for a book he's writing.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. When he got busted. This song was famous.
What, this is Rain on a Cake?
It's a good song.
But you're not going to play Sum 41? Okay.
Why not War Pig? Between the modern pages. What is it? What is happening?
This song was a hit that got radio play all day, every day, like in the late 60s, early 70s, or whenever it was out.
How do you know that?
Because this song is famous.
It got radio play all day in the late 60s? Where were
this
you?
This song, am I right? This
yeah.
song was, yeah. See, Ann confirmed it too.
All right, everyone's showing their age. I've never heard this thing in my life.
Neither.
Yeah.
You've absolutely heard this song.
High five the young people.
When it kicks into the...
Mm. No, still not.
Have you heard of the Beaver Trilogy?
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
What does that mean? What is that? A metaphor for something?
Because it took so long to be.
Oh my gosh. Put on Without You. Put on Harry Nilsson. Put on Without You, and Mike will fucking blow.
Literally.
What about people talking about?
Because I'm in too deep and I'm trying to keep.
Is this going somewhere? Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, disco is here. It's a disco. What were people doing with their bell bottoms on the dance floor of this song? Can you imagine? What is everyone slow dancing at first and then they all just bust out?
It's a perfect school dance song. It takes you off guard.
You can't help but move.
My hair is growing out as we speak.
My sideburns are coming
in. I
don't
want to do this.
I can feel my pubic hairs growing as we speak.
All right, well, you start playing our theme because we got like business together. We got to do work.
God damn it!
Just when the show gets good, it gets over. I don't know. Is the show good?
I think so. It's fun.
One of the worst shows.
It was fun. No. The live show is going to remain as the worst show we've ever done.
No, the live show.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
It's Drew's favorite song right now.
Drew's like, I remember this. All right, let's play our song.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh yeah, my pleasure. I wanted to talk about movies. Team Nightcrawler.
You know what? It was just it wasn't creepy enough, and he wasn't funny enough for me to love that movie.
I thought he was totally creepy.
I would like There Will Be Blood to be nominated again.
Can you imagine?
It's They're second just like Oscars.
Every
you know, we watched all the old movies, and we thought this was better than all the new stuff.
Drew, you good for pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You want to sit down? Was that Donna
Is
Summer?
Is that who that was?
No, I didn't know that was Donna Summer.
Rained on the cake?
Someone left the cake out
Somebody
in the rain.
Left the now cake out in the rain.
And someone left the funny out of this podcast.
Well, hey.
Now I want to hear I Feel Love.
Steven is an asshole.
Me too.
Brick.
I want to hear Hollywood. I want to hear Cool in the Gang, Hollywood Swinging.
See, well, Drew remembers it. He was like a 45-year-old man when it came out, and like you know, he was with his faculties, and so he knows that shit. He was in the prime of his life when that song came out. Donna Summer still around? So I got alive.
I don't know. I believe so.
Simmer down now.
I know that song. I Feel Love was the dirtiest song ever at the time, with all the moaning and groaning.
You want to hear something terrible? So, I got married, right? You're supposed to dance with your mom.
No.
You're supposed to dance with your mom to a song.
Uh-huh.
And
I was thinking
of all the songs that I used to listen to growing up with her.
Yeah.
And they were all like Let's Get Physical.
Ah.
And that
Ween,
song.
Ween, Get Down, Make Love. Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang.
I'm like, I can't know. But there was not one song that I could have danced with her to where it wasn't totally inappropriate. That song is so good, though. Let's Feel Good.
Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang. Is that
I already
favorite?
Said that
a real thing. Is that
when?
A real thing?
Just a second ago.
You did?
Who did that
I'm
song?
Sorry,
Ted Nugent's
I wasn't
called
listening.
Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang.
Awful. How is he acceptable?
That song, well, because he wrote one of the greatest songs of all time, Little Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah, and also.
Isn't that just about banging bitches?
Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang. He goes into a talking portion in the middle about how her vagina might not fit his penis.
He's an animal killer. I don't like him.
I know.
I don't like him either, but I love his guitar playing skills.
He was in here not too long ago.
Really?
Wandering about the halls.
I don't like him either,
you
but I...
He reminds
looking
me of
gruff.
Bada Dooch. Kind of in the same vein. Same cloth.
I ain't love Danny Bada.
No matter... You know what?
I know.
What the hell?
What?
God.
I'm scared.
First the farts, now that.
What's wrong?
It's over.
Wait, Anderson.
It's over.
Can Good I night, explain? Everybody.
Don't forget January 31st. One not sold out show.
I like Bonaducci too.
Are you really upset? Yeah. Why? I could not wait. We talked it over and saw Tom Jones instead. And he was just magnificent.
Keep it going. Thiefterdisaster.com butches.